Friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin. And today we are discussing Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood.
Allie Hazelwood, the woman you are,
you did that.
Outdone yourself.
You fucking did that, girl.
Why
Listen.
are more people not talking about this book?
I don't know. Like, we both loved it. Loved it so much.
I ate it up.
And
Like,
it's
I read this in
funny.
like a day.
Yeah, I read it pretty quick because I was listening to it on my commute to work as well, but I just was smitten with these
Yeah.
characters. Like, they're everything to me. I would like to start by reading the back of the book as per usual. So, and I want to say on Goodreads, this has 4.14 stars. I do think it should be a little bit higher,
I
but
think it
that's
actually
fine.
should be 5.9, but that's just my personal opinion.
But that's just my personal opinion. So the back of the book says, "The many lives of theoretical physicist Elsie Hannaway have finally caught up with her. By day, she's an adjunct professor, toiling away at grading labs and teaching thermodynamics in the hopes of landing tenure. By other day, Elsie makes up for her non-existent paycheck by offering her services as a fake girlfriend, tapping into her expertly honed people-pleasing skills to embody whichever version of herself the client needs. Honestly, it's a pretty sweet gig until her carefully constructed Elsieverse comes crashing down because Jack Smith, the annoyingly attractive and broody older brother of her favorite client, turns out to be the cold-hearted experimental physicist who ruined her mentor's career and undermined the reputation of theorists everywhere. And that same Jack, who now sits on the hiring committee at MIT, right between Elsie and her dream job. Elsie is prepared for an all-out war of scholarly sabotage, but those long, penetrating looks, not having to be anything other than her true self when she's with him, will falling into an experimentalist's orbit finally tempt her to put her most guarded theories on love into practice."
I love it. Okay, let's get into it. What would you rate this book?
I would rate this book a 9.78 out of 10. It is almost perfect for me. I do have some very minor criticisms.
Of course.
But I loved it so much. The vibes were immaculate. The characters were 10 out of 10. And I
Such
had
an
so much
easy
fun.
read. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had so much fun
Yes, I was always
reading this
entertained.
book.
I was never not entertained.
Yeah, I gave it a 9.74 out of 10, so very similar. And the biggest like count off on this for me was like the very initial miscommunication. And because you know what? She did introduce that fairly quickly, and I loved that
Yeah.
personally. But again, like most miscommunication pieces, like it could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But because of who Elsie is as a person, she wanted to, you know, put up a front for what she thought would be best at the time. And instead of just, you know, telling Jack what was up, she's like,
Yeah.
no, I'm not going to do that.
She felt responsible too, like
For
for
Greg.
Greg and not wanting to like out him, which I think was the main motivator. But like, yeah,
But I was just like, oh,
it did
God.
suck. It was frustrating. And I mean, Elsie was frustrated because she was like,
Yeah.
if you could just fucking call your brother, but like he was on a wilderness trek.
He was doing drugs in the desert.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the tropes in this book as well.
Yeah.
Let's to get straight into the characters though, because I love all
Elsie.
of them. Elsie!
All I want is for Elsie to get some damn insulin and to eat all the cheese she wants in the world.
She deserves it. She deserves health care
The
and also
basic
cheese.
good things in life.
Her character was the most relatable.
Yeah,
Sorry, my
very
dogs just ran
complex
across
too.
the house. I don't know if you heard that.
I just heard the little tippy taps.
Yes, they just came bounding into the room, so I apologize for that. But yes, her people-pleasing tendencies, for one, were extremely relatable. It almost frustrated me.
It
But
was
I
too
think it's
relatable.
because, yes, it hit too close to home. I was like, no, like, be honest about what you want, but literally, I'm the same as her.
Yeah, it's like if I were in her shoes, I would not be honest about it either.
Yeah.
Like, I would put on whatever someone wanted me to be,
And that's
and
exactly what I do. And also, you know what else is one of the most relatable, like, Allie Hazel characters ever? Is the fact that she is obsessed with Twilight and ships Bella and
Yes.
Alice because that's the most
Because that's
real
the
take
only
ever.
accurate thing to do.
Yeah, because I also love Twilight.
I could feel the tension between them, the two of
Oh,
them.
yes. And yeah, get rid of your Confederate soldier and your broody ass man.
You're fucking pervert old man. Like,
And go be together.
be in love,
Yeah.
be in peace.
Exactly.
And it was so real that Jack was like, no, this is the most trash TV I've ever seen. I'm
Yes,
like,
that
yeah,
was also.
that is the balance of this world.
Yeah, you can't be in love and both of you love Twilight. Like one of
Sorry.
you has to not like it. Like there has to be a balance. Either you
Someone's
need to
gotta bring
both.
you back to reality.
Exactly. You have to really ground each other. Like, you know what's fine? You can either both not care about Twilight. You can both despise Twilight, but you cannot, for the love of God, both love
That's
Twilight.
an abomination.
Yeah, that's just like a disaster waiting to
You
happen.
can't do it. You'd be too powerful.
That's what it is.
But I do think Elsie is such a good friend though. Like, even if she is like not her most truest self, when she is a good friend.
Oh, yeah.
And just like her internal monologue, like the things she fears and the things she worries about, again, very relatable, but also like it was so heartbreaking, like what she was willing to like convince herself of. 'Cause like even until she like had Jack, like she was still like, no, I have to do this because this is the way things are. And she's like, I don't really mind that much, except she did. And
Yeah.
she was putting a face on for her own self. Like she didn't even know like who she was.
Yeah, it
And
sucked
that
because
hurt.
it hurt. She was like, people will leave me if I don't do
It's
this.
so sad. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's so real. So
But
real.
she found her way with the help of Jack. She learned
Who,
that.
I don't think I've ever been so like feral
Yeah.
for a book character in my life. And I say that like, I don't say that lightly.
And he's blonde.
And it's like she has just continued to alter my way of thinking because, yeah, he's
And
blonde.
you know what? Elsie even acknowledged that. She was like, but he's blonde and I'm
She's like, I
obsessed with
can't
him.
do this.
Again, I need to point out my husband is a blonde man. But I think it's so funny that we've kind of cultivated this
If you're not
understanding
a tall,
amongst the
dark,
book
and
character.
handsome.
Yeah, but he is a tall, blonde, and handsome.
He is tall, blonde, and handsome. And I think it's so funny that she thought he was like a gym rat
Yeah.
because he's like, I've literally never run in my life.
He's
So there's
just
that.
naturally muscular.
He's
Like
just big.
he's just a big man.
That's the thing. He's not even muscle. Like, he just has the most delicious dad bod you'll ever see in
Yeah,
your life.
yeah.
Not even dad
Well,
bod. Like,
yeah.
he's just
Not muscular, he's like stocky.
real.
He's like
Yes.
stocky and
You're gonna
strong.
make
He's
me
like an
blush.
ox. He's built like a human
Oh,
ox of a
I
man.
fucking love that about him.
He's got a sick physics tattoo sleeve.
Yeah, I was like, that's
Love
yummy. That's
that.
delicious.
I wouldn't
And
understand it.
I, at first, I was like, ew, like, I don't know if I like this guy. But then, like, after chapter two, I got over that. And,
Real fast. I
like,
changed my tone
so
real
fast,
fast.
I got over that. But it wasn't until, like, Elsie was done with like the interviewing process that I really started to like fully appreciate him because like you could tell he was intrigued by her and was trying to
Yes.
like figure her out. But like the night where she met George and they went to the movies and she stayed the night there, like that's when I was really like, oh my God, what a specimen you are.
Yeah. You know what did it for me was the night that Greg called them both to come pick him up because he was,
Yes.
or I guess the nurse called because he was drugged out of his mind. They both showed up to
Yes.
take care of Greg and like took Greg home, and he admits everything to her. He
And
like
he was
admits
so
it.
upfront about it too and
Yeah,
was like,
and she's
shut the
like,
fuck up.
no. She's like, no.
She's the queen of denial.
Like, he could not have been more clear.
And like up to the very end, even in the epilogue of the book, she's like, "So you still like me, right?"
Like he has not been able to think of anything besides you since the moment he
Like
laid eyes
that
on you.
man is invested.
He took one look at her holding a go stone, and he was like, "That is the mother of my
You're
children."
coming home with me.
And he's like, "I can put you in my pocket."
Well, and just like, oh, I don't know why it was just because usually I don't really like insta love, and I don't think it was insta love. I think it was respect mostly with some like deep rooted infatuation. It
Yes.
wasn't, he was infatuated with her.
He
And
was.
like anytime he was like, you can move in right now. And she was like, Jesus Christ, like,
Yeah.
okay. And like he'd be like, yeah, like, oh, you want to do this even a little bit? Like, we can go get married right now.
And I kind of gotta
And I
respect
was
it.
like into that.
Yeah. And normally I hate it. You know what? I
No,
think
and
what
I
made it
loved
hot.
it.
What made it hot was that he was a very, like, he's a very well-educated, smart, and successful
Yes.
man. And that's what made it hot to me.
It wasn't just some like meathead character. Because, like, you know how, like, in some of those books, it's like some douchebag, like mafia man, or it's like some douchebag,
Yeah.
whatever, who runs something. He's like a big
Yeah.
macho man. No, that's not what he was. Like, he is dominating and he is very set in like what he wants. But I think that was part of the allure, was like he wasn't going to do anything she didn't want to do. But also, he was like, I will marry you and give you children yesterday.
And what also like really just drives it home is the fact that he, prior to Elsie, he had no interest in a
No.
romantic relationship. Like, I mean, yeah,
Yep.
he liked to date and like have sex, but he did not want to be in a relationship with anyone
Yes.
until he saw her and was like, I want that.
And also, like, I can't even imagine the amount of like pining he had to do because, like, this whole time he thought Elsie was with Greg. And he loves Greg. Like, before Elsie, like, Greg was his world.
Yeah.
Like that's his dude.
Yeah.
And so for him to see Greg happy, but also be like, something is pulling me towards you, like there's something written in the future here for us. Like that must have been so hard. But
Just
he didn't act on it.
no, of course
And that's
not,
what I
because he
loved
loves
about
Greg so
it.
much.
Yes.
But you have, like, I think made this point here is that he wanted, like, he saw Elsie and he wanted her in like a primitive way. He was like,
Yes.
I want that. I want take care of that. That mine.
Yeah.
His
Like,
lizard brain.
no words, empty head.
No thoughts, head empty, except for Elsie.
Yes. And like that was the thing too. He was even willing to give her up because all he wanted to do was take care of her and make sure that she was being herself. She was being genuine. And
Yeah.
so if that meant letting her be with Greg, then he would let her be with Greg
Yeah.
because that's all he wanted, the best for her. Because he could probably pick up pretty quickly that no one's ever been there for her ever, which is also just so sad. Because we didn't even talk about, you know, Elsie's relationships when we were talking about her. She's been
Yeah.
through it.
She has been. Yeah, everyone's always treated her like garbage, except for Cece. But like,
Cece's the fucking queen.
yes, she is so funny. And that's the other thing Ali Hazelwood did a really great job of this book is like everyone was funny.
The side
Everyone.
characters, like, they didn't carry it because everyone carried it. Everyone did their part, and they did it well.
God bless the cast of Love Theoretically.
Like, they did it well.
Yeah.
Cece just okay from the moment she was introduced, like coming out swinging a baseball bat,
Yeah. She's a real
like
one. She was like,
absolutely
where's the
popping off.
danger?
Like, I loved her. And if you haven't started this book and you're listening, or if you're reading this book, I would highly recommend the audio version of this book because, like, I don't think you can fully encapsulate Cece's humor unless you listen to it.
Yes, it does make a
Because it
difference.
was the delivery of like her character that really made it for me.
Yeah, what's that narrator's name?
Her name is Therese Plummer.
She is so funny.
She's incredible.
And she also narrates Bride, correct? By
Which is,
Ali
yeah,
Hazelwood.
also incredible.
Yeah.
Ally
So
Hazelwood is giving us nothing but bangers this year.
yes, it is the year of Ali Hazelwood. And I love that because, we've been longtime fans. So Cece, yes, she's so funny. I love her like hedgehog situation.
Yes.
That's hilarious. And the fact that Elsie secretly hates the hedgehog. But then when Elsie finally admits everything to her, the way she phrases it is she said, Hedgie and I hate each other. Like she's like, the
She's like,
hedgehog
but
also hates
we're
me.
her moms.
But we're her moms. And oh my God, it was just so funny. Everything about this
Was
book is
so
so
funny.
funny.
Well, and just like, I don't know, Cece is there for it. Like, she's there for it. And she was, I think, heartbroken when Elsie was like, no, I don't like any of these things. And she's like, why have you been watching them with me
Yeah,
then?
she's like,
Like,
why would you do that to yourself? And like,
because she also sees her. And like, obviously, there's something she can't pick up on, but like, that girl was ready to become her sugar mama. She's like, I will marry Kirk, this old ass man, for you. He's not old, but she's like, I'll marry him so that I can take care of the both of us.
yeah, she was
She's
ready
like,
to adopt her.
we will move in with Kirk if we need to.
It's funny because Jack was also ready to move Cece into his house.
Yeah, he's like, Cece can come too.
Like, I got another bedroom. Speaking of Kirk, though, I like would love a little bonus chapter of Cece and Kirk.
I bet the next book will have Kirk in it because they mentioned too many things about like
Yeah,
this
like he's got
company.
this company that's like super, he created this
Yeah.
super useful material, basically.
Yeah, no, I'm very intrigued by Kirk and Cece.
Same. I think their relationship would be fun and because, it would actually be the traditional fake dating thing where it's like it
Yes.
turns into a romance. So that would be kind of fun.
Which we eat that up for breakfast.
Absolutely, I do.
You know who else was just such a good side character? Freaking Greg. And
Oh
like
my God.
when we first meet Greg, I think it's just gonna be a one and done thing. And I'm like, all right, Greg was cool. We'll see you later, Greg. But then he became such an important part of this book in such a small amount.
Yeah, I wanted more of him. That's my only complaint, is there just wasn't enough Greg.
He was so freaking cute.
He's so cute. He's so funny. He is a
What a
real one.
precious boy.
I love that he is genuinely like, even before he and Elsie have a friendship, like when she is just acting like his fake girlfriend and they have like obviously a camaraderie, but they're not like
Sure.
friends yet. But the way that he like treats her and the relationship that they do have was very sweet and wholesome, even without it being like a true friendship. And so like
Right.
right off the bat, I was just smitten in a non-romantic way because
Yes.
Greg doesn't feel that way about people, but I love him so much.
He's the wingman of the year. He is
He
really
is.
what I think what kickstarts, well, he is what kickstarts this whole romance because he
Yeah.
like inadvertently parent trapped them.
But he also then encourages it when he realizes what's
Yes.
happening. He's like, oh, yes.
Yeah, I would
He was
definitely
like,
read.
I like both of these people. Yes, you should be
He's like,
together.
this is the best case scenario for me.
Like, Mom and Dad.
Oh my God, the three of us.
Yeah.
Dude, him getting high as balls in this book cracked me up. He was so funny.
He's funny
When he
24/7.
accidentally almost pees on her, like, it's like, I
Better
don't know
watch
how to
out.
stop it.
Watch out, world. He's like, I actually forgot how to work that muscle.
Millicent is also that bitch. I love her. I hope to be her when I'm old.
Wouldn't that be something like to just be that wealthy and unbothered?
Unbothered, just she's like, oh, maybe I'll take away your inheritance today. I guess we'll see. She's like, you better act right.
I would love to have that kind of power over people. And also, like, just the fact
Yes.
that she literally just watches her little shows all day until she's like, you know, I think I'm gonna trick my grandson into coming over.
I was so fearful in this book that the thing that would be like the giant like rig but like thing that breaks them apart briefly was Millicent dying.
Oh,
Like I was so scared for her well-being this whole book,
yeah,
but then
that's
she
fair.
didn't, and
No, she's alive and
I was
well.
so glad.
She's actually gonna live forever.
Yeah, she'll outlive all of us.
She, whatever material Kirk invented is actually the secret to youth, and Millicent's actually going to live
And it's
forever.
in her bone marrow.
Yeah, they did a surgery. She was the first of its kind, and yeah,
That's just how it was.
she's half. What did they call the material? I already
I
forgot.
don't know.
Okay, well,
Starting with a
she her bones
T.
are made up with that, so.
But yeah, she's the best. I love her. She's such a cunt, and she serves it as well.
Yes, she's a cunt non-derogatory.
Yeah, like
But
in the best way possible.
you know who is a cunt derogatory though? Dr.
Dr.
L.
L. Yeah.
Dr. L. He
He gave me such bad vibes from the very start.
right off the bat, like him calling her Elise, I thought was so fucking funny because, well, one, because Elsie let him call her Elise. This
And
is
he
not just
knew.
a, this is not a stranger. Yeah, like he knows,
He
obviously.
knows her
She
name is
publishes,
Elsie.
like, with her real name. Yeah, it was totally just a power play. But just the fact that she said nothing, again, you know how I said she's so relatable, is I had a chemistry professor in college who called me Catherine. And I never
Oh.
corrected him. Never. And so I related to Elsie so deeply in that moment.
No, I get that. I have, yeah, no, like I have people at work. I've worked there for over 6 months at this point, and they still don't call me the right name. I wear a name badge, and I'm just like, yep, that's me.
Yep.
Yeah, so I get it. But yeah, what a villain he
He
is.
is. And of course, like I would say, like this is kind of one of the major, like we'll call it like commentaries throughout the book, because I feel like Ellie Hazelwood was really trying to prove a point here with this character, is like there is a lot of this like shitty like power play stuff between mentors and
Yeah.
their
Oh.
mentees in the academic field. And so Dr. L is like, obviously he's a villain, but like people act like this.
She was fully ready to shine some light on this whole. I love that this whole book was more of like a political thing about what happens in STEM.
Yes.
Like she pulled the stops and was like, this is what happens. These people are corrupt.
They are, and they're
And
sexist. And speaking of what I thought was a great point that Allie made is through the character of George, because
yes.
George is actually Georgina. So Elsie suspects when she learns that the other person who is up for this job is named George, she immediately assumes it's a man, for one. Even though
Yes.
when she is like stalking Jack's coworker, or not co-collaborators,
Yeah.
she's stalking his previous publication, she even sees Georgina's name on like a shit ton of them.
She's
But
like,
she's
couldn't be
like,
her.
no, it must be this one asshole George who has like one publication. But it's just like that implicit bias as well. Like even other women in STEM have that problem.
Yeah.
And when George got the job over her initial freak out, she was like, oh, like is it because you're Jack and George are they're
Like
fucking and they,
sleeping together.
yeah.
Yeah.
And she feels so guilty immediately for having that reaction, but like it's
She's like, I'm
ingrained.
not that person.
I know, but like even though Elsie is not that person, she immediately felt horrible, but
Oh,
like it is
yeah.
so ingrained in the culture, and especially in STEM and academia. Like it is just
Yes.
like it's a good point to make that other women are guilty of it too at times, and to
Yeah.
really like check yourself, because some people
But I
might
will
not have felt bad for
say,
thinking that.
like in that moment, I was furious for Elsie. And while I would again never be like, oh, she didn't deserve this other woman didn't deserve it. No, because women deserve everything. Like the fact that Jack was like, it was never going to be you.
Yeah.
And he tried to give it like break it in a very gentle way, but he's like, yeah, I like it was never going to be you. You had to jump through these hoops basically for these other people's sick entertainment.
I think like Monica was, it was just like a last ditch effort. She was
I
like, I want
hated
to get someone.
Monica
Yeah, because you let Elsie do
and
all
her
that
bitch ass
knowing, and
son.
her son's a little freak. Yeah, Monica is an asshole.
Like, she just exploited this poor candidate who's just, she knew she was trying to make her way. She's like, yeah, she's an adjunct professor. She hasn't done anything. Like, this will be the one. Like, I will get her to do whatever I want. And maybe it wasn't nefarious to begin with, but like, she was fully manipulating her
Yeah, because she was like, it was all for her own agenda. She was basically like, it
to
was
look
this whole
good.
theorist versus experimentalist thing, which is a major theme of the book as well. But like, Monica was like focused on winning, not on Elsie's success or Elsie's career.
Right.
She
Or
was just
how it would
like, no,
affect her.
I want to win. Yeah, exactly. She was very selfish.
And I will also say, I think it is just hilarious that Dr. L's main, villain in this story was a 17-year-old boy whose mother had just died. Like,
Yeah. Well, yeah, his mother he had fucked over.
his beef was with a child.
Yeah. I mean,
And
he never could have known that
who's
was
a
gonna happen
genius, yeah.
though, because like in his defense, when he like was a straight up asshole to Jack's mother, Jack was like 1 year old. It wasn't like
Yeah.
he was thinking
It was like
about
he knew it till
this child
later.
is going to hold a grudge and grow up to ruin my career.
Well, yeah, because he fully just thought nothing bad would ever happen to him. And I was so glad when he got his comeuppance.
Yes.
Like, get him out of here. Because at first I was like, wow, I can't even imagine being fired from like one of the most noteworthy like panels
Yeah,
and blah,
you
blah.
felt
And I
bad
was
for him
like,
at the
God,
beginning
that's
of the
terrible. And
story.
then I met him and I was like, oh.
Yeah, because that's, oh, that was a
Okay.
great thing that Allie did this book. Because, I mean, you start off the book and you don't have the whole story yet. And
I'm
you're like,
fired up for the theorists.
yes, you're like, Jonathan Smith Turner. Like, there's no redeeming this man. He's horrible. And then it's Jack, and there's more to
He's
the
actually
story.
not
And
60 years old.
yeah, you get to the end, and you're like, oh my God, like, yeah, like what he did, obviously, what he did was wrong by not admitting like what he
But
was
he
truly
owned
doing.
up to it.
For her, for Elsie.
Like, in the biggest show of love I've ever seen.
In the most indirect marriage proposal I've ever seen.
Like, yum. Thank you. Elsie's family. They were probably the biggest villains of this story. Like, what terrible people.
They're all shitty, and I honestly hope that Elsie goes no contact with these people.
Yeah. I hope she does too, because, like, first of all, her mother is
Piece of
just the
work.
most toxic woman I've ever had the displeasure of reading about.
Yeah.
And, like, we know some pretty toxic people, and it's like she really took the cake there.
Yeah, she's horrible. And then whenever you hear about like when Elsie was like 10 years old and she overhears her parents talking about her new diagnosis of type 1 diabetes and they're
Yes.
like treating her like it's her fault, like she's an inconvenience. I was like, "Hello."
Like, you guys are
Like
terrible. And the fact that they have goddamn like 30-year-old sons and they're like, Elsie, you need to control your brother. It's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, first of all, if anyone needs to control them, it's the parents. But
Or
like
the
also,
law.
they're grown men. Yes. Like, hello, ick. So
Well, ew, and like
gross.
just the fact that like she called one of them one time and he's like, I don't know an Elsie.
Yeah, like obviously he had to have been like bullshitting, right? But that's really fucked
Probably
up.
not, though.
I don't know. How would they
God, her
not know her
family
name?
sucked.
Yeah, they are all. I hope they all get gonorrhea.
And the rest of the physics department. They all deserve it as well.
The only person I loved was Volosov. Is that his name? The one who
Yeah.
did the puns.
I don't know. He was kind of the worst, too, because he also knew he wasn't going to vote for Elsie and didn't say anything. So they're all evil in my head.
I did feel like Monica made it clear that he wasn't gonna vote for her. She was
But he was
like, try to win him over, though.
like a funny grandfather figure. But even else, he was like, hate that guy.
Yeah,
He
they
made
all
his
did kind of suck in their
puns.
own way. But yeah, that's most of the
But
characters.
it
There's
was very
obviously some
realistic.
side characters. Jack's stepmom slash Greg's mom is also a cunt.
Horrible,
And Jack's dad,
derogatory.
yeah, derogatory. Have to specify. But let's talk about the things that we liked in this book. We got quite the list here. First of all, really enjoyed the academic backdrop of this book. Like, usually Allie writes books that are based in like STEM, but this one specifically was academia. like STEM in academia. So I thought it was a very like fun and refreshing setting for the book to take place. I really can relate to some of the things. My job is academia adjacent, so I could understand some of the things culturally that were going on. I don't have like a long-standing career in academia or anything by any means, but I understand like the nuances of it. And so I just really enjoyed reading about it. I thought it was very fun. And then also where the overlap for me too was, I'm also a pharmacist. So I thought it was so funny when Elsie was just floored when Jack like knew about her basal and bolus insulin. And she was like, the only people that know about that are physicians. And I was like, no, Elsie, guess
And
what?
pharmacists.
Let me learn you something. And pharmacists and nurses and a whole host of other people, Elsie. Lots of people know about basal and bolus insulin, girly. But I just thought it was so cute. Like, she was floored that that man knew what insulin was.
Yes. Also, the representation in this book. So the ace arrow representation, that was
Yay.
huge. Yeah, huge. Because that is not done enough in books.
Yeah.
Like, and I do always love, the representation of the community and whatever, but like that is one that I think is often overlooked. But you did still have, the representation from like George and her wife and whatever. And I thought that was
Yes.
so good. But
One thing that was
it's
like
such.
really cool too, though, is like the with the ace arrow thing with Greg. Obviously, he was on one end of the spectrum where he's like,
Yes.
never, never will that be for me. And that is like, obviously one end of the spectrum, but Allie really emphasizes that it is a spectrum because Elsie
Yes.
herself considers herself to be on that spectrum. But when she meets Jack, she is like, oh, with this specific person, I
Right.
am interested.
Yes, which I loved for
Yeah.
them.
Major slay.
I loved
And
that for them.
they have a very healthy sexual relationship.
Yeah. And the tropes in this book were perfect.
Yeah.
And she did to kind of take her own little, liberties with those.
Yes,
So
because it
like
like never went the normal way.
right, like fake dating, that was like the groundwork for this book, but that wasn't like the showstopper because they weren't fake dating. She was fake dating Greg, which led
Yes.
into like this whole other thing with Jack. And it's like that was so cool because a lot of the time you do get like, oh, I'm gonna be your fake date for this and we're gonna fall in love, blah, blah, blah. But her doing that was just such a small part of the book, but it fit in so beautifully.
Yes, it was really like a fun little twist on it.
Yes.
Another thing that she put a twist on, because a lot of times there's like, she fell first, but he fell harder. No, Jack fell first and hardest.
He was ready to risk it all immediately.
I loved it. Like, it's her own little spin on it, but it was so perfect. And then also, another major trope would be like workplace rivals to lovers. And this was like sort of that, but also not.
Almost.
It's like, yeah, so
Dude,
close.
you know what? This book had me guessing where we were going the whole time because, like, we had the miscommunication right off the rip, like, immediate miscommunication. And then we had all these other things. And I'm like, surely at some point there's going to be like some fun time jump where they do become like office rivals and they're going to get to work together. But then it never happened. Like,
Yeah.
all this other stuff happens. And I'm like, where are
Because
we?
I was convinced she was going to get the job. And
Yes.
the other thing is, like, yeah, the miscommunication happens right off the bat, but it was only because she was trying to protect Greg, her buddy Greg, who she cares about. And with him, like, it wasn't necessarily, like, it was kind of a miscommunication because he wasn't honest about, like, being in love with her, but also because he was trying to protect Greg. So, like, at the
Right.
beginning of everything, they both were just trying to protect Greg.
Because
And
he
then
needs
later
it.
on, he is nothing but brutally honest with her.
And I love that.
Yeah. And there's still, like, a rift. There's still an issue in
But
their
it's not even
relationship later.
miscommunication. It's
Yeah.
just her not being able to fully let go of her relationships with, her instructor and all of that. And then Jack not wanting to scare her away.
Yeah.
But he was
And
willing
oh,
to.
God, I
And
loved it.
I love that he gave her the time she needed, and at no point was he ever given up on that. He was just
Yeah.
like, no, she'll come back.
Yeah. He was like, okay, she didn't want to answer my call, so I'm just going to wait. and wait for her to reach out.
Because he knew her worth and he knew what they had and he wasn't worried about it.
No, he wasn't worried because, like, also, you think about all the time he spent pining for her. He was
Yeah,
like, I can pine
wasn't
for her
worried about it.
again. Yeah. He was like, I already done been there. I can do this again.
Ain't
And I will
nothing
do it again.
changing.
The other thing that I thought was like so fun, and like, if you guys have not read The Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood, you
You
should,
should.
because it takes place in the same universe. And there was a cameo with those characters. So Adam Carlson and Olive Smith made a little appearance at a party. They are friends with Jack, and it was very
Yes.
fun to see them.
Well, and not only that, she had mentioned them prior to that in the book because, like, Elsie was like, there's only two things that got me through my graduate program. That was this, and what would Marie do? Which is run by
Oh,
Olive. And
yes.
then Jack was saying how he had like an air mattress, and he was like, yeah, but my friend Adam says it's not very comfortable. And I was like, oh my God, he knows these people.
That's
And
so
then they
funny.
showed up.
Yes, I did kind of forget about that by the time I like finished the book, but
Oh,
yeah,
I
there were
was
some
so
little
excited.
sprinkles.
I
Yes,
love
I
them so
loved,
much.
yeah, because it was such a small world, because obviously in like physics academia,
You
like,
probably do know a lot of
yeah.
people.
And so Elsie, like, when she does finally meet Georgina, she's like, oh my God, like, I'm a big fan of your work. Like, she's mad at first because of the job thing. And then she's like, but actually,
But you're the best.
I respect you so much. Oh, and I didn't mention this earlier when we talked about George, but I thought it was so perfect because George clearly did deserve that job.
Yeah.
And she was a great fit for it. But what I thought was even more wonderful was then George offering Elsie the job that was the perfect fit for Elsie. And they
Yes.
both would be then in roles that they excel at.
And
And
not even offering it as like a consolation prize. It's just like she
no.
recognized, like, yeah, you would also have been amazing for this. Why don't we do it together?
And she's like, I need you. Like, I need your theories for my lab. Like, I need you. Because earlier we talked about, Elsie's knee-jerk reaction was kind of sexist. And then she realized that, oh, that's not me. And then kind of bringing it full circle, and it's women supporting women in
Yeah.
STEM. And they both have like their perfect role now in their field,
I
and they're
loved
both
it.
thriving. And I love it so much. And it's so perfect.
We love women.
We love
We love
women.
women. And also just this book. So, okay, one complaint I've had about Allie Hazelwood always is that when she writes, a spicier scene or whatever, she always throws something fucking weird in it. Always, 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 always.
Yeah.
And she did a couple times in this book, just not when it counted, and I love that. Like these were pro this was some of her best work.
Yes.
And I'm just not like
She did not taint the scenes that mattered.
I was like, is this Allie Hazelwood? Like,
Yeah. She had
where are
me
we? I was blushing.
blushing, giggling, kicking my feet when he, oh, before they actually had sex, like when they were fooling around, his oh my God, sorry, I just remembered that when he like fingered her, he was
Yeah.
like, so you like being full? And I was like,
Ooh, stop it.
because
And he
Elsie didn't think
did.
that she did. She was like, oh, normally this does nothing for me. And then he did it, and
She's
it
like, well,
meant
maybe it
everything
did
to her.
something for her.
Just
All
the fact
that
that they were
man.
like exploring it together, and she just kind of didn't know what she wanted,
All that
and
man wanted to
oh.
do was go down on her. That's all he wanted.
And did he get what he
And
wanted?
he did it.
He did. Yeah, he dropped to his knees and he said, "Let me let allow me the
He said,
pleasure."
I'm starving.
And he ate.
And I was just like, good God. Good for her.
He's perfect.
Like,
Whew.
I was shook to my core.
Listen
Anyway, if you, oh man, read it just for that. If nothing else,
the audiobook.
listen to the audiobook.
Whew.
My God.
Let me take
Okay.
a deep breath. So we do need to balance it out. Unfortunately, there were a couple small things that we did not like as
Yeah.
much. I first of all, These are mostly my complaints. I feel like I'm more of a complainer than Tab.
I only have one complaint. Well, I had two complaints.
Well, I can't wait to hear them. But for me, there were a couple moments when Ellie Hazelwood did kind of like inject the little bit of the millennial cringe factor.
It happens.
It does happen. Like there was a scene when Elsie was like, "Yeah, like we should have sex," but she was actually very tired and so she was falling asleep. So Jack, of course, was like, "We're just gonna go to sleep." But she was like, "We should be having like all the sex." Like I don't know exactly what she said, but she said like all the sex,
It
like
reminded me of that little lay meme thing,
the
like
little
the
lay meme with the little
all
fist pump. Yeah, and I was like,
the.
I hate that because it just takes me back to like
I can't
2014
return to
Tumblr and
here.
Twitter. Yeah, and I just didn't like that. Also when Elsie literally ran away from Jack and George, I was so embarrassed because I was just picturing her like Naruto running down the sidewalk and I hated that a lot.
Because she's not a runner, and she even said that, and so I cannot imagine it looked good either.
No, she's
Like
like, I've never ran in my life.
the poor form on top of like her like sobbing like.
And again, that's giving like 2014 Tumblr era vibes because it's very like pick me energy. Like, you know, when you're like writing your little like fan fiction and you're like, and I ran away. Like, I just had to be running. My feet had to
Yeah.
be moving. Yeah.
Like, shut
Hated it.
up. Like,
Hated it.
where
Like,
are
yes,
you
you can
going? You're gonna
leave
get kid in the city?
in the
You're gonna
city,
get kidnapped
running from your friend in the
in
middle of
the
a
dark?
snowstorm in the dark. Yeah, bad idea all around. And
Come on, girl.
then my last complaint was actually Andrea, just in general,
Yeah.
because I felt that it didn't actually, like, her character did not serve the plot in any way. Like,
Yeah.
especially her, like, being jealous. Like, she wanted to date Jax and she was jealous, but that, like, didn't actually go anywhere. The only thing that it was used as was, like, a way to get Elsie and Jack to bring up the article again.
Yeah, it was a catalyst basically,
But I was like,
to the
anything could
big.
have been the catalyst. Like, she,
Yeah.
as a character, just didn't need to
Because
exist.
it was always brewing.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
always brewing. Like, Elsie had not let it go.
Let's not tear down other women to serve a plot here.
Yeah, and I don't think it was malicious in any
It
way. I just
wasn't.
like it felt silly because
I
also
didn't like
she was
it.
just like drunk and pining after Jack and was like,
Which I get
oh my God.
it.
And this again is giving like that same like vibe, like that same like 2014 like Wattpad energy is like,
She must
your
have
girlfriend's
been.
not even pretty. And then he's like,
Must
my
be
girlfriend's
watching like a
beautiful.
TV show from the early 2000s when she's writing this. Like,
Yeah. So those were the vibes that just kind of took me out of it a little bit.
yeah. Yeah, no. And like, we already talked about her family, but every time like I read it, like my eyes rolled so hard it like kind of hurt. And then the other one is just like, they feel like they brought up cheese too much.
Yes, that's true.
Like, there was a point where I was like, I don't care about
And
the
it
cheese.
was also the same type of energy. Like, I'm quirky, I'm
Yeah.
different.
And it's like, yeah, cheese is
Like, you can
good.
eat your cheese. I was totally fine with her. Like, all she wanted for dinner was that cheese platter from that fancy restaurant. Yeah,
Yeah, get that
absolutely.
girl.
But like the amount of times that it was mentioned, especially like with Cece, it was a little too much.
It was just a lot. Like, yeah, like the first few times I was like, yeah, I get it. That's hilarious. I love it. But yeah, by the end of the book, I was like, if we mention cheese one more time.
Yeah, it got weird,
But that was it, really.
unfortunately.
And if that's all that there is, then
Yeah.
who cares?
And you know what? We honestly like we expect that from Allie.
At this point, they're
And
just quirky gals, you know?
yeah, and I don't love her any less. In fact, I love her even more because she's true to herself.
She's not gonna let anyone change her mind.
Yeah.
Millennial humor is
Yeah.
for her.
And yeah, and I'm sure some people that was like their favorite moments in the book.
Yeah.
So, slay, Allie,
Love
you've
it.
really outdone yourself.
You've done it again, girly.
Please keep it up. I actually started Bride not that long ago,
Oh
and
my
I'm
God.
super interested. So Bride
Yeah,
is very
so
different. It's
I
like a
was gonna
paranormal.
say she's branching out, and I love that because I think she's always had it in her, especially with how much like her characters talk about like paranormal romance and stuff. She's like, you know
Yes.
what? Instead of talking about it, how about we do it? And then she did, and it was really good.
She put her money where her mouth is,
Yeah.
and
And
I love that for her.
I was not disappointed.
I'm so excited to finish it. I'm like barely started, like two chapters in. So,
Another one that I would really recommend listening to.
yeah, same
If you can,
narrator.
I would recommend listening to it. But yeah, that wraps up Love Theoretically. And join us next week. We're going to be discussing Her Billionaire Stalker by Emma Ray. It's a novella.
It is a novella. We're kind of, can you guys
It's.
tell we're nervous about that one? We just don't know how it's gonna go.
I like it could be really bad, and it could also like
It could also be a sleigh.
have some like things in it that maybe I don't agree with as a person because sometimes that happens, but also it could be things I don't agree with that I love in a book.
I'm really hoping that it's a pleasant
Gonna
surprise.
make me question my morals, maybe. Probably.
Yeah.
It's a stalker, so.
Yeah, so if it's done well, it certainly will make me question my morals. So yeah, we've got high hopes for that one. But the week after that, we are actually sharing an interview with another author. So we had Stacey Stokes interview with us, and so we'll be sharing that. She is the author of The Darkness Rises, which is a young adult book about a girl basically who has like this ability to see when people are going to die, and so she like her whole thing, her entire life has been saving them when she can, but then she saves someone who does something really bad, and so she like lives with that regret, and it's like a thriller, it's a suspenseful novel, and that book will be out on April 9th of this year for you all to read, and you can learn more about it by checking out her website and her social media pages. Go ahead, get started on Her Billionaire Stalker. And also look into The Darkness Rises if that sounded interesting to you. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.